Smithfield is the latest community to face a high-profile dispute between a storied Rhode Island nonprofit and hard-pressed property taxpayers represented by town councilors and state lawmakers. As is usually the case, the joust between Bryant University and the town is over money. Smithfield wants Bryant to pay for police, fire, and rescue services used by Bryant, the business-oriented university that's come a long way in recent years, under the leadership of President Ronald Makeley, the former Republican congressman. Now the town wants Bryant to ante up between $250,000 and $350,000 annually to reimburse it for services used by the university and its students. Bryant has countered that this is unfair because it already contributes by paying for a July 4th fireworks celebration, allowing use of its athletic fields by the locals, and awarding a full scholarship to a top-ranked Smithfield High School student. Years of on-and-off talks between Bryant leaders and town officials have not been productive. So the town decided to play hardball, winning General Assembly approval of a new law assessing Bryant if the two sides cannot reach a negotiated payment agreement. Both House Speaker Gordon Fox of Providence and Governor Lincoln Chafee, who signed the measure into law over Bryant's objection, say the legislation is designed to get the university to negotiate seriously with town officials and come to an agreement on the money issues. Town-gown relationships between colleges and their host communities have always been freighted with a mix of envy and respect. The working-class locals who pay Rhode Island's high property taxes wonder why they have to support colleges filled with students who drain services and drive fancier cars than they do. Providence has been Rhode Island's flashpoint for this ancient joust. Rhode Islanders of a certain age will recall the 1990 Providence mayoral campaign when Democratic candidate Andrew Inaldo ran a famous television ad asserting that a janitor at the city's Ivy League university pays more in taxes than Brown University itself. Things have changed much since those days in Providence. Now Brown, Providence College, and Johnson & Wales University collectively pay millions of dollars in fees to city government. And Johnson & Wales and Brown have become important partners in helping the city and state revive the city's historic but frayed jewelry district into a 21st century economic engine. Truth be told, many of the property taxpayers in communities with colleges would like nothing so much as to have their children attend the school. This is where Bryant and the town might find some common ground. It seems reasonable to ask the university to open up more scholarships to deserving Smithfield High School graduates. Bryant has also proposed donating used laptops to Smithfield schools, but the town would rather have new cash than old laptops, says State Senator Stephen Archambault, a Democrat who represents Smithfield. The town can't meet the police payroll with laptops. Archambault points to Bristol, a community with about the same population as Smithfield, and a college, Roger Williams University, that mirrors the Bryant student population. Roger Williams contributes about $250,000 a year to Bristol. On the other side, Smithfield politicians should not be allowed to fleece Bryant. One of the reasons the colleges in Providence, and Brown particularly, so frosted successive mayoral administrations was because they bought properties far removed from their original campuses and took them off the tax rolls. Bryant has never done this. The university has plenty of land on its rolling rural campus for expansions. Colleges are not sugar bowls for politicians to dip into every time they need government money. In the 21st century, a state with a lack of private sector economic growth cannot squeeze the colleges that contribute so much to our growth of good jobs. In the short run, it'd be nice if President Makeley and Smithfield town leaders could hammer it out an agreement both sides could live with. The alternative would be litigation over whether the new law violates Bryant's tax-exempt status, which would be a victory for only the lawyers. In the long run, there's a better way to deal with this. That would be for the colleges to lobby at the State House for increased state aid to cities and towns that host colleges and their students.